Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit 67530 Trend. That is courtesy of Ravioli God. I'm Jack. Hey, you're Miles.
Mm-hmm.
And let's tell the people a couple of things that are trending. We got Ben and Jerry's trending.
Yeah.
Because they have said they will not sell ice cream in settlements.
Yeah, in what they call occupied Palestine. And I'm always curious. I'm like, well, whose definition of occupied? Like, what are you saying? Because Palestinians will tell you that's a much larger place than Gaza and the West Bank and East Jerusalem. But it's a first step, because I think they caught a lot of heat for being super, you know, on top of shit, or at least out, you know, their posts on their social media during over the summer and talking about white supremacy and over policing and a lot of infographics and bringing a lot of information through their humble ice cream social media channel. And then they were quite silent when all of the fighting was happening within Israel and occupied Palestine. And yeah, so then it seems like they said, after talking with partners and things like that, they will no longer be selling ice cream to essentially settlers or in those territories, but they will be selling it in Israel under, they called it like a different arrangement, which is a bit an interesting way of wording that, but a first step, no less, I guess, from a company that's typically been pretty steadfast in their support of like selling ice cream in settlements and just overall Israeli foreign policy. So yeah, it caused a lot of, if you look at the posts like on Instagram or Twitter, I mean, like they're exactly what you'd imagine a social media to be when someone is, you know, has a political take in a very charged environment, and it's just melting down into all kinds of weird stuff. But yeah,
so the people were kind of criticizing them for not doing anything about like basically Zionism because they were vocal. So it's basically they are being held to the standard that they set with the Black Lives Matter response.
I think that's what a lot of people just felt like. It's just so inconsistent. Right. You know, like, what's going on? And also, and a lot of people are pointing out, it's like, well, you're still selling it in apartheid Israel.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, look, again, it's incremental, but that's how most things are. And yeah, it's gaining. And again, they found their place, sort of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Because even though now they're saying it, people who are like a little more critical are being like, well, what about your just in general? Like,
right.
Are you part of the BDS movement or are you not?
Yeah. Okay, Stephen A. is trending again. It seems like now people have suddenly caught on to the fact that he is wrong for a living, I guess, would be. And now it's just, I mean, he just had a normal show today, and he's trending for all sorts of different things. He said, after a couple games with iconic Giannis Antetokounmpo performances, for non-sports fans, Giannis Antetokounmpo is basically taking over as like the new LeBron. He's been the MVP of the league for a number of years, but he never won a title. And he's basically just doing unprecedented shit in the finals this year. It's been very fun past couple games to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And his teammate, Chris Middleton, had two good shooting games in a row. And Stephen A. said, you know, Middleton could be in the argument for NBA Finals MVP.
Sir.
Which nobody even thought that.
I mean, he's definitely, you know, cemented his star cred for sure. I'll say that because
Middleton,
you know,
yeah, for sure.
And I think there's been criticisms like it was his postseason play is when he would really turn on. And they're like, can he be that Chris the whole season? Or is it only like when the chips are down, which is, look, not a bad quality to have. You'd rather have someone be like, they show up in high pressure situations. The low pressure ones, not so much, because we have people sort of on the opposite side of that. But Chris Middleton for the, maybe an argument that you would lose could be an argument for the NBA Finals MVP, but the iconic argument. Moments coming out of Giannis are like just too much. Like the block, that alley-oop.
That block, man. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen an athlete do.
I wonder like if we could do a like proportional version to our athletic abilities, how small that space would have to be for us to be like
to block,
cover a driving guard who's about to throw a lob up and go from trying to deny that lane to then going across and then blocking out you. It would probably be like 2 feet on a 5 foot rim.
It would need to be outdoors because I would need them to throw the lob so high that I had time to turn around, that it would hit the ceiling.
Just fucking launch you there, like in an absurd fashion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd
need to turn around and take a couple beats to catch my breath. And then, you know, probably like let my eyes focus on the person I'm supposed to be defending, which takes a little while these days.
Who do you think the Suns can do it, or you think just these three games in a row is just it's becoming insurmountable?
I think it's becoming insurmountable. I mean, not insurmountable for sure. There's sometimes when like first quarter of game five when the Suns just were kind of running away with it, you know, it definitely looked like they could run away with the whole series, and then Milwaukee just kind of gutted their way back in. It really is like the question of, you know, they have one person who's unstoppable as a scorer on Phoenix, and the Bucks have three at any given time, and they had all three of them working on.
And so, kind of watching Devin in game five, you know, I felt like maybe his distribution was not as good as it could have been. It felt like he was comparisons to Kobe, young Kobe, may be appropriate.
In all
their moments, I'm like, you may want to pass it. I know you've got the skills to pay the bills, but maybe these are the heartaches you have to learn to sort of begin to say, like, there's times when I can do it, and there's times when I have to, you know, dish the ball.
It just makes him easier to defend at a certain point if you know he's. Like, I mean, that's how they stole it from him at the end because they knew he was going to try and get a shot up. American Academy of Pediatrics, what are they saying? What are those assholes saying?
They're saying, hey, if you're over age two, you need to mask the fuck up. That's
nationwide?
Their new take. Yeah, okay. That's just sort of generally what they are saying, you know. Just don't think that, you know, just... with all these new variants going around and vaccination rates that they are, just don't chance it. Protect yourself. It's not worth it. But yeah, it's definitely a bit of a sort of a quick check of where we are, because, you know, schools are about to open and things like that. And they're saying, regardless of vaccination status, if we're going full reopening, like, we should be doing this. So yeah.
Yeah. Geraldo's trending, which is always an adventure every time he's trending. What's new with Geraldo?
Well, he's just been on this, you know, he's recently been showing that he definitely agrees with that, you know, certain elements of the, or no, he agrees that the pandemic is deadly and we need to protect ourselves. And the way to do that is with being vaccinated, and also understanding the threat that unvaccinated people pose to just the general public safety. And he just tweeted this, and this tweet just blew up because everyone's like, I am agreeing with Geraldo. Because normally he's on Fox saying other nonsense, but he says, hearing crazy talk on cable TV right now about folks having the constitutional right not to get vaccinated. Yes, they may be dopey, but they do have that right. We have rights too, to deny the unvaccinated access to our home, school, or business. Yeah. And people are like, right. It, you know, the don't I got rights works in a few different directions, turns out.
Right. Huh. Shout out to Geraldo. That's going to be probably the only time we ever say that. I'm wondering which cable TV channels he's hearing that crazy talk on.
Probably the one he
works
for.
Be the one that he works for. Wow. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And there's a follow-up to the story we covered after England's heartbreaking loss and penalty kicks. The English soccer team or soccer whatever was saying, like, you need to I'm just gonna let you take this, Miles.
No, dude, you're killing it. The English soccer team, English whatever, soccer, they're like, whatever. Dude, do something about this, man. So yeah, the English FA obviously was imploring, you know, the government and law enforcement to do something about all this racial abuse that was being hurled at black players like Jadon Sancho, Bukayo Saka, Marcus Rashford. And there, so far there have been 5 arrests where they were able to, like, just sort of connect the dots back to real people. There's like one kid who got got his scholarship taken away for like the verbal or racial insults that were being hurled online as well. So it looks like they've got something going. It just seems like it's like you arrest 5. Like, I feel like you'd have to arrest millions of people. Like, if we're going there. So I hope it's effective. I guess maybe these people are being having examples being made out of them.
Right. Like a deterrent.
But shit, it's more than you'll see in this country. So that's interesting to see. At the very least, they're like, okay, well, we need to address this in some way, whether it's like banning people for life from attending matches or whatever. But just to sort of draw a line and say, you cannot do this at all. Mm. This is unacceptable. You know, the investigations continue.
I'm sure the libertarian and right-wing people will be totally reasonable in response to this news and not
And even just like other people, just like, how effective is that though? Like, is that the solution? Is like trying to divert those resources to go like find people out in the world? But I guess that would make someone think twice if you're in England and you want to get racist on Twitter. Hey, and if you want to keep getting racist on Twitter, there's plenty of other countries that won't do anything about it for you.
There you go. Keldon Johnson is trending, who is not a household name. This is part of our Olympic coverage, by the way. We're now have a whole section for it. So he is a player on the San Antonio Spurs, who the coach of the USA basketball team is Greg Popovich, who's the coach of the San Antonio Spurs. He basically just like pulled one of his like kind of, you know, workman, like, you know, the third best player on a mediocre team, but who he was like, this dude is kind of what we need for the team. Even though they have like Kevin Durant and Dame Lillard in the backcourt. And so he just pulled in Keldon Johnson, and they went from losing to Nigeria and Australia to beating Spain, who's like usually the other powerhouse.
Yeah.
So kind of, it's interesting, you know, you got to treat it like a team, and sometimes like role players are what you need.
Especially when you got a bunch of stars, like you need someone who's like, I just need someone to come in and do a job. Like, somebody who's trying to, you know, cement their place in Olympics history, because that was Vince Carter when he dunked over that French dude, like directly over him. That will never leave my mind.
Yeah. And finally, we wanted to talk about this, probably the most viral story about the Olympics besides the spread of the virus is these beds, baby. You know what we're talking about. Beds made of cardboard. And the way it's being covered is probably to stop the athletes from boning. Am I right, ladies and gents?
That's how we'll do it. Make the beds be unfuckable on.
Right. So a couple things with that story. First of all, this is... It's always a red flag when the story seems to be getting most of its run or like gets its first coverage from the New York Post.
And
that's where this one came through. And it's basically, it started as American runner Paul Kalimo tweeting, "These beds are aimed at avoiding intimacy among athletes." And, you know, this is just an athlete. This is not an official.
And it was like a jokey tweet too.
Yeah, it ends with like the crying laughing emoji.
Yeah.
I see no problem for distance runners. Even four of us can do. I'm not sure exactly what he meant there, but yeah, it's a crying laughing emoji. And the headline for the New York Post, "Athletes to sleep on, quote, anti-sex cardboard beds at Olympic Games amid COVID." I mean, that's that's one way to take a tweet, a joke tweet from a one of the athletes.
Okay, but it gets traction because it's sort of a novel idea of like a chastity bed or something that's like, the second you start pumping, this thing's going to fall apart. It's going to turn to bits. And like most people are making jokes like, do a Brooklyn style with the mattress on the floor. But, you know, I guess there's a lot of debate on how to keep the athletes safe and if this is the way to do it. But like it's when they say cardboard, they're completely missing the part that like it's made of like recycled cardboard because like it's all about sustainability. So after the games, like they can take those cardboard elements of it and recycle them into like further paper goods and things like that. And plus the design of this predates COVID. Yeah. So as much as we want to
sleep on a bunch of fucking pizza boxes,
which
I think is like what it hits people's imagination when they hear cardboard beds.
And I'm sure the Sochi games gives us that imagination for like the most just janky like living quarters, because I remember the Sochi Olympics, we were like because like remember like parts of the like dormitories in the Olympic Village were like half finished and shit,
right?
Like, people got trapped because like doorknobs
was
up.
In like part in one room and part in the other, like yeah. Just like, oh damn, we put the wall in the middle of the shower. I mean, when you look at the picture of the quarters, it definitely looks very Spartan, very, there's two beds and two dressers and that's all you got. So I don't know. It looks like freshman year of college a little bit, you know, looks like a dorm
where they're making sure that the students aren't boning by being on real rickety old beds.
Yeah. I bet this people are picturing the Dennis Nedry, like, will like start playing if you try and have sex on the bed.
And it just collapses on you. This bed isn't for boning. Stay your ass in your own room. But it's funny because like there was an Irish gymnast who posted a video of them just like jumping on the bed to be like, yo, you can fuck on here, basically. Or like, they're not flimsy. They're just, it's a stupid headline that just turned into a whole thing. But again, these Olympics are such a disaster. I'll believe everything the second I read it. Like if, you know, it's like, oh my God, it's like they have a horsehair problem. There's just like a bunch of horsehair everywhere. We don't know where it's coming from. Like, see?
Right.
Games are goofy.
That's also a good way of that Irish gymnast to, you know, put it out there that he's entertaining offers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's like at the very least, my bed's bed works.
My bed works. FYI. And I think if you're not familiar with the whole, I'm sure most people are, the whole trope of the Olympics being like one big orgy. You got the 94 Winter Olympics where an alpine skier said two German bobsledders offered to trade their medals for sexual favors. An unauthorized brothel reported at the 2000 games in Sydney, as opposed to the authorized brothel. I guess a hot tub orgy at the Vancouver Games in 2010, sex right out in the open at the London Games in 2012.
Sex right out in the open.
Yeah, and that's a direct quote. And an American javelin thrower admitted having sex with three women every single day, sometimes just hours apart. I don't know if we can say admitted I think that's bragged and possibly made up, having sex with three women every single day. But hey, you know,
hey man, Americans, you know, number one.
Yeah, especially the idea that it's an American. Come on.
Yeah, dude, I was like, dude, like three a day, dude.
All right, I'm gonna own up to it. I'm not proud of this, but yeah, like three a day, and they were all like, dude, you're the best at sex.
And like, also, like,
I feel so bad.
Yeah, they're all saying, like, honestly, if there were like a gold medal for like sex, like, you would have got that. Obviously, like, your javelin throwing skills aren't as great, but like, the sex is good.
So, you right. know, I think they're telling the truth.
All right. Well, those are the things that are trending this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the fucking vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.